Let's go.
Everybody,
we're
coming to you live from New York City.
That's it, Brooklyn,
BK,
New York.
I'm here with my boy New Jack.
Talking some sports.
We got B-Wall over here talking some sports Saturday night.
That's right.
What better night to do it? What better people to do it with? We're here doing our first show over here live. I hope everybody enjoys it. We're going to get to all the topics everybody wants to discuss about. And of course, we're going to start off by congratulating the New York Yankees, and let me first introduce myself. I am a Mets fan, I am a Giants fan, I am a Knicks fan, and not that I care about hockey, but I'm a Ranger fan.
Right.
Mr. Jack, you can introduce yourself and what teams you go for.
My name is Jack. I go for the New York Yankees, the New York Giants, the New York Rangers, and unfortunately the New York Knicks.
So basically, we're on the same page over here, besides for the baseball
Yankees
situation.
Yeah, listen, and we got Shia and Pasek on board. And yeah, it's going to be, we're going to be putting out a couple of shows, and we, listen, you guys keep listening. Hope you enjoy.
Yes, sir. Make sure to like all of our recordings,
and
I hope you're enjoying the show. Let's first start off with the New York Yankees. I know people did say at the beginning of the year that the Yankees were going to be a contender, and quite frankly, I was very hesitant to say that the Yankees are a World Series contender.
You're a Met fan,
even
yeah.
though Stanton went to the Yankees, but the way they've been playing right now, the stretch that they're going right now.
You guys were watching Aaron Judge. This guy is not even.
I mean, you're talking about a guy like Neil Walker helping you out.
You could be talking about the best. This guy could be the best in the league, and very soon. It's scary. It's scary. And you have two guys like Andujar and Torres just coming up and. As rookies, to just show up like that.
I understand.
And
the big question is, CC Sabathia coming off a bad start. Sonny Gray.
Bouncing back.
I mean, Sonny Gray did have a horrendous start, his past start.
Yeah.
Question is, what do we see over here for the New York Yankees in terms of their starting rotation? They're definitely going to have to go out there before the trade deadline and find somebody. We don't know who.
I think they could be fine without going out.
You think with this starting rotation they could be Houston?
I think they could be Houston, yeah. Why? In the playoffs? What do you need? You need Severino, you need Tanaka, and you need CeCe.
You cannot trust
and maybe
you
Gray.
Cannot trust Tanaka and CeCe.
Why can't you trust Tanaka? Tanaka pitched amazing last year in the playoffs.
He made a big part of that run.
What are you talking about?
He's not consistent.
In the playoffs, he was very consistent.
Understandable, but he's not a consistent player.
The splitter was cutting down into that zone on that outside corner and inside.
I understand that, but Tanaka's not a guy.
Was moving.
I want to hear your thoughts on this
guy
about Tanaka. I personally don't think Tanaka is your guy. Even number two, I would think he's a number four starter because he's not a consistent guy in a postseason. You need three guys, legit guys, that are going to come in there and be consistent. Listen, we'll see. As the season progresses, obviously nothing is set in stone. We're still only beginning of the season. You know, how many games do we play already? We didn't even play 50 games yet. You know what I mean? So we're talking about the beginning of the season for the New York Yankees, which all is success to them. But as of now, my prediction still stands. I do think Houston's going to repeat.
No, I don't think so, man. I think you're wrong about that.
We'll see.
I think the Yankees have the bullpen. They have the pitchers they need, and they have the most devastating 1-9 lineup in baseball right now.
That's true.
And even look at Neil Walker, a guy like who expected... This guy, I mean, he's a veteran presence. He's always been a good hitter, but to be showing up in clutch situations and coming through, like, we didn't see this last year when he was.
We're gonna go ahead. We're gonna go ahead and quickly reverse this and talk about a team that I don't want to talk about. So we'll talk to that. I'll just talk a brief 30 seconds about how the Mets are playing this season. Listen, Mike Francesa said it the best the other day, and he said, "Hey, wait, the Mets are. What did the Mets do today?" They didn't play today, which is the best solution because they've just been losing every game. They got rained out today. Thor was supposed to be on the mound. The Mets are going through some real struggles right now. They don't have a lot of health. They don't have a lot of depth in their pitching rotation.
Their bullpen is terrible.
Obviously, the Matt Harvey drama didn't help, which, by the way, Matt Harvey did pitch a nice game in Cincinnati. I think he pitched four innings. Listen, the Mets right now, they're 19-17. They're 19-17. They're still over .500. If they can play over .500, they got to get Fraser back. They got to get Swarzak back. They got to get some players back into this team healthy. They got to see from Conforto, which had a great night Friday night with the go-ahead home run. If they can see consistency from Conforto, if Rosario could finally find a bat, Maybe they can bring up Smith. He can provide something. The Mets, with Cabrera hitting very well, the Mets could stay afloat and possibly become a wild card team. Let's turn it around to the New York Football Giants for one quick second.
Giants, baby.
Let's make a special shout out to our brand new running back,
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley, and this dude is vicious. This guy just had an unbelievable year last year in college. You can see the way he's got the athleticism, the speed. What are your thoughts on Barkley, Mr. J?
Listen, this guy opens up everything for Eli Manning, especially with the acquisition of Nate Solder. Eli's going to have more time to throw. The Giants are going to hopefully, I mean, listen, if Saquon stays healthy and he's all that what he's hyped up to be, this guy can rush for a crazy amount of yards, open up the field. Eli can hit him out of the backfield. And that just opens up for Odell and Ingram to get open. It's Sterling Shepard. These guys are, it's another year. And Eli Manning, that veteran presence that's going to lead this offense to hopefully,
I think you're saying is going to happen. Because after the devastating season that they had last year, the Giants need to turn it around. They have a tough task because you got Dallas with Elliott and Prescott. Well, Prescott's a question mark. Again, we'll get into that maybe a different time.
Their O-line is
But how about Philadelphia? You're talking about Philly's a team that me personally, I'm making my early predictions. I think Philly will repeat this year. I think Philly's so good, and they're so powerful and depth-wise.
You're forgetting there's a guy named Thomas Brady.
Tom Brady.
He's still in the league.
I understand that, but
Tom Brady. To repeat against Tom Brady, I don't know.
Tom Brady got out-coached. Well, not Tom Brady. But he got outplayed by Nick Foles and the Eagles. They scored more points than him, even though Brady put up over 40.
Listen, end of
the day, you're looking at the New York Football Giants in their conference, okay? In the NFC, you're talking about a team that I personally believe the Giants will be a wild card team this year.
I think
Philly's taking
Philly.
The division. But listen, you're talking about a team like Green Bay and Seattle, where again it's question marks to see if they're going to go to the playoffs. We're going to see what Detroit's going to do this year.
Rodgers is coming back from an injury.
We're going to see, and the one team I want to look out for is, can St. Louis make that extra step right now? St. Louis
that
and maybe beat Philly.
Legit.
I still have that early prediction and say Philly. We're going to switch around and talk
Jared
about.
Jared Goff also had a pretty darn good season last year.
Yeah, he did, and he's a good player.
And Gurley, look at him.
But health is a factor.
Health is a major factor, but Gurley looked rejuvenated last season.
I understand that. My question is, now we're going to, the big question
Let's talk
is,
about some New York Knickerbockers.
My
favorite team to talk about.
Yeah. The New York Knickerbockers, and again, let's bring in another new guy. I feel like when you're a New York fan, every year you're bringing in new players, new coaches, new everything.
Yeah, here we go.
It's like a recycling bin of coaches, and we're talking about Fizdale coming in here. I like the guy.
We're going to take a call.
We are definitely going to have to take
a call. Usually we don't have such a great conversation with this particular caller about the New York Knicks because we disagree on a couple of things, but ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Chat.
Sam W, you're live over here on our first show that we're doing live over here. You know, I understand that you're waiting on hold for about 20 minutes and you're eager to ask the question about the Knicks this next coming season. What are your thoughts on the New York Knickerbockers, as we do have an analyst over here, Sam Waldman? What are your thoughts on the Knickerbockers for next season?
I got to start like this. Thank you so much for letting me be here on the show. Respect. I've been hearing you guys, you know, you guys never stopped that yet, but I've been hearing you guys over on the side. You know, we've been growing up together, so thank you so much for joining.
No problem. Thank you for being
thank
on the show.
You,
thank
Sam.
You.
Yep.
All right.
Always
so I
great.
I want to say this. We had a scrub pick this year.
Okay,
and
this is where I was discussing before that we this
continue.
Wow.
Let the man talk.
Okay.
I mean, we started off. We had the sixth overall pick, and I think it was I don't know the order. Fultz, Dennis Smith Jr.
No. Fultz was number one. Number two was Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball. Dennis Smith was number what?
Dennis Smith, I believe, was 7 or 8. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Right after.
My point to you is we cannot pass on another Dennis Smith Jr. That's the goal going into next season. Next draft, I don't care about how many Europeans are coming through. European crap. Get that European crap out of here.
That
Let's
is
get American
so
blood in New York City
wow.
like New York should be. New York doesn't give this a crap about Europeans. This is very controversial. Let's be New York. My question's
like this. Potentially, you have a guy like Joakim Noah that can be traded on this roster. I don't know if the Knicks will be able to get rid of him. But if they do, my question is, who would you rather sign next year to make your future along with Kristaps Porzingis? DeMarcus Cousins or Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson. I'll tell you that in 2 seconds.
By far.
Well, you look at DeMarcus Cousins, the dominance that he's been doing in the NBA.
The guy's never been to the playoffs in his career. He got injured this year. They did better without him.
10 years ago?
The guy averaged 5 turnovers.
Bruce, 10 years ago, I would take DeMarcus Cousins over Klay Thompson, even though they weren't in the league. Maybe Cousins was, but not Thompson. I'll tell you why. Today's league is a Warriors, quick pace, small ball, 3 league. Rockets, a small ball. It's not a big league. Capella's not humongous. He's a beast. He's not humongous. He can't go up against Steven Adams. Steven Adams will eat him.
All right. Listen, I understand what you're saying. I still would take Biggie only because I think the New York Knickerbockers need that big man presence back in the Garden. Ever since Tyson left, we haven't seen that from anybody. Noah's a scrub. Can't stay
healthy.
I agree.
I think Enes Kanter, by the way, you're underrating. But
he's underrated, whatever. But his defense is not that great. If he works on his defensive game,
I
won't be happy with him.
Kanter. I say trade Kanter for Adams and give them something else also. We'll give them Tim Hardaway Jr. or something.
That's actually not a bad idea. Tim Hardaway Jr. and Enes Kanter for Steven Adams doesn't sound like a bad trade. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's not bad. But listen, let me add a point to what he was saying before, that we picked a scrub. I totally disagree with that point because this guy was drafted by Phil Jackson. And listen, Phil Jackson drafted Porzingis, and Porzingis has been playing at a pretty high level in this league.
You know what Phil Jackson didn't do? He didn't show up to so many practices.
He didn't show up, but guess what? Frank Ntilikina has potential. And it's a 6'5" point guard.
Was he even by the NBA
and
draft?
As a top defender as a 19-year-old coming out of France, this kid's potential is insane. And at the end of the season, we saw the development. We saw the potential of his offense. We saw the cross.
We
saw the speed.
Time.
Yes, we saw the spin.
We saw
the passing game. He was getting better. I'm telling you, you guys are missing out.
All right, we're going to have this conversation at a different time. With that wraps up. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jack. Take care, boys.
Peace.
Listen, always good to have Sam on the show.
This is just like a sample. So if you guys listen, that'll be great.
Yes, sir.
And give us a thumbs up. Spread the word. We're from Brooklyn, New York. We're Sports Chat, 1204. And Jack and B and potentially Pablo and Shia as co-hosts. And yeah, we're signing out. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Have a great night, New York City.
Enjoy the music.
Hope you guys have a great night and a great weekend. Rest of your weekend. You know, Sunday is always a day where people can just enjoy themselves.
Yeah,
relax.
Have a happy Sunday.
Enjoy it. If you're married, if you have a girl
working,
in your life, take her out. Go have a good time. Even though
money.
It's raining. Enjoy yourself. Make that money during the week.
And enjoy the NBA playoffs.
And hey,
there's going to be some crazy games.
Listen, if anybody really loves the show and would like to call in, give us a little shout out.
Let us know.
Definitely invite.
And if you think we suck, let us know too.
Let us know.
We love the hate.
We love
the love.
Let them hate us hate.
Let's go. Haterade.
Have a great night, guys.
Peace out.